Hello.
Oh, hi. Is this Ayana?
Yes, this is her.
Hi. Hello. It's Paul calling back from Local Splash. So we did get all of the numbers figured out, and it looks like out of the $400, that's the combination of the Facebook ads and the Google ads, there's still $339.74 available for reallocation. So everything else has already gone for either Facebook ads or Google ads. So that would mean the $339.74 would be immediately applied towards the Yelp, which is $449. The difference would be $159.26.
Okay.
Okay. So now we have, like I said, let me pull back up. It's a Visa ending 9185. Is that the card you would want to use for that 159.26?
Yeah, that'll be fine. Can you explain one more time what the Yelp will, what all it's going to do?
So yeah, Yelp is a fantastic product because you, and this is, thank you for reminding me because I didn't want to answer your question from before. You have credentials to what is right now like just a community listing on Yelp. Your Yelp profile will be completely revamped, and our onboarding technician will schedule a call with you for today, if that works out for you. It's about a 30-minute phone call. Our onboarding technician is going to walk you through your enhanced Yelp profile. So there's going to be a lot more sections that are available, both for you to access and for your potential customers to see. You'll be able to chat directly with your potential customers. Of course, your Yelp listing right now being a community listing, it does have some of your competitors at the bottom of it. Part of what this does is it keeps other competitors off of your Yelp listing, meaning that there won't be any other businesses that provide any of the services you provide on your Yelp listing, so your potential customers won't see your competition when they're on your listing. The other benefit is that your company, your Yelp listing, will be a clickable link that is on your competitors that don't have this service. So everyone else that just has like a community listing on Yelp, your business profile, your Yelp profile will be one of those other options that pop up on their listing. So that's another big thing about that. And of course, with the calls, the clicks coming directly to you. And the best part about it is like right now, although you have like that Yelp community listing, it's several pages deep, right? People would have to basically know the name of your company, be looking for you in particular, typing in from scratch interiors with or without the LLC, it would pop up. But right now, that's how they would have to find your Yelp profile. With this, of course, they still don't need to know your business name, but of course, if they type it in, they'll see you. But if they just type in any of the keywords listed for your company, for your services, you're going to be one of the first things that they see on the Yelp page. So it's kind of like the Google listing where they don't need to know your business name, but they'll find you when they're in your service area looking for your services. Right now with Yelp, that's not as likely because, like I said, you're not one of the first companies that pop up for your services. But with this, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Okay.
Okay. So we're in the process of reallocating as far as re-invoicing this. So you will see, and I can email it out to you, once we actually process it, it's just going to be for the 159.26, but we're actually just kind of reallocating and you know, recreating the invoice for you. I'm also going to send you, and I can do that right now, that's going to be the future invoice for just the 149, just so you can see that we have paused the Google ads and basically permanently removed the Facebook ads. And then would you want me to push out your next billing from 13th to the 15th to coincide with today's date?
You can do, hold on, let me look and see. I think the 13th might be fine.
13th is fine. Okay. And then, so you want the 149 and the 499 to bill on the 13th of the month moving forward. starting in September.
What bills will it be again?
So it's the $149 for the search engine optimization, which is the part that you already have that we're keeping, and then the $499 for the Yelp for next month. So instead of the $400 for combined Google Ads and Facebook Ads, we're reallocating all of that next month. Of course, a little bit of it was already used for August, but next month it would be the $499 and the $149 for the search engine optimization. Right now, that $149 would be scheduled to bill on the 13th, and you would be scheduled to bill separately for the $499 on today's date, the recurring date, being a month from today. I think it's easier for you, if it is, just to have that happen on the same day, and we can make that the 13th if you like.
Yeah, so okay. It's not going to be one bill anymore?
That's what I'm saying. Right now it would be set to be separate because it's two separate days, and I'm trying to find which day works best for you. If it's the 13th, the 15th, we can make it the 14th for both of them.
Yeah, 13th is good.
13th is good. Okay. So it will bill today for the $159.26, and then we'll sync them up next month, so it will bill on the 13th, and that's going to be for the 5, so it's $149. I just want to make sure. I did it before, but I'm going to do it differently now. So it's the $149 and then the $499. So, yeah, it's going to be $648.
Okay,
yeah, oh, that's
so
right.
Now on the,
yeah, $648. Okay. Yeah, so right now you've got $568. Next month will be $648.
Okay.
All right. Oh, wait, that... looks like they combined, okay, so they combined the, that's why that number was different. That's why it was looking weird to me, because before I said, well, it's a $99 difference, it would be $667. So what they did was they combined the Google Workspace, which is $19. You were charged on July 16th, the $19 for the Google Workspace, and then they combined it on the 13th. So I was right before. That would be the $19 again, but we'll sync everything up on the 13th of September. It would be for $667. So it's $99 more than you're currently paying, which is the difference of the $499 and the $400 that you had earmarked already for the ads. But I'll send you already in just a second here just that future invoice with everything created on there. You can see that the Google Ads have been removed, that the Facebook Ads have been removed, that it does reflect the Yelp $499, and then, of course, the Google Workplace and the Search Engine Optimization component. So it would bill today for the $159.26, and then on the 13th of September for $667.
Okay.
All right. Always a pleasure speaking with you. I do still have to go ahead and schedule the onboarding call. It does take about 30 minutes, and it looks like if you are available, I can get you in at the top of this next hour or as late as 5:30. Would you want to do 3 o'clock or any time between now and 5:30?
Yeah, 3 o'clock works.
Three? Okay, gotcha. So they'll be calling you at 3, and our onboarding technician, like I said, will walk you through the way that your Yelp listing is going to look, all of the different enhancements that you'll have access to, and they will let you know if you'll get new credentials or what your current credentials are and if they will still remain active when you have that enhanced profile.
Okay, and did you ever find out the login for it?
That's what I was asking, and then my question to them was, will that login change or will it still remain the same? So our onboarding technician will give you both the information of what your current login is and if it needs to change when you have the enhanced profile. Okay? All right, but thank you so much for that question, because that's something that I was very curious about too after you asked it. So we'll have that call. It is scheduled in about, 18 minutes or so. It should be pretty close to the top of the hour, right at 3 o'clock. Might be a couple of minutes after. It is scheduled for a half an hour, but it shouldn't take that entire half hour.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful rest of the day. Our technician should be calling you pretty close to 3 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.